I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Wednesday, May 5th, and Cinco de Mayo, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, a very nice 63 degrees.
Heavy traffic on I-15 in Draper. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, the First Lady is set to arrive in Salt Lake City in less than 90 minutes. Educators in the Salt Lake subdivision of Glendale are busy getting ready for her arrival. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live near Glendale Middle School with more. Paul?
Maria, according to Dr. Joe Biden's advance team, she's going to touch down in Salt Lake City at 1:20, then going to visit a pop-up vaccination clinic at Jordan Park, then speak at Glendale Middle School, where I am right now. Outside the school right now, I can see there are a couple of protesters, one of them waving a flag showing support for former President Trump, but other residents say they don't ever see events like this in Glendale, and they say this part of town does have a bad reputation. However, Representative Angela Romero says she wanted to focus a lot of the attention of the visit on Glendale, especially since vaccination numbers are lower here than in other parts of the state. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Members of Utah's congressional delegation are welcoming the First Lady to Utah. Senator Mike Lee posted a short letter on Twitter. He said, it's an honor to have you. Representative Chris Stewart also posted on Twitter saying that he's thrilled the First Lady will have the opportunity to see the progress Utah has made in restarting the economy. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Facebook's oversight board is validating the company's decision to suspend the former President Trump's accounts, but there are some questions about that decision going forward.
For now, former President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts remain suspended, but the oversight board said Facebook was wrong to put an indefinite ban in place. It essentially punted back to the company to decide within 6 months how long the suspension should last. This move could open the door to questions about the role of the oversight board, which is a panel of lawyers, activists, and journalists created to make decisions independently of Facebook.
That is ABC's Elizabeth Schulze reporting. Canada's health regulator has authorized Pfizer's vaccine for kids as young as 12 years old. The Associated Press reports they haven't released when the shots will start being given out to that younger age group. The FDA and CDC are expected to reach a similar ruling this week here in the U.S. As we await the decision from the CDC, Dr. Frances Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, says it will be good to get that age group vaccinated before the start of the next school year.
High school kids in particular are known to be just about as susceptible and just about as good as passing along this virus as other young adults. It will be really great to be able then to get that immunization schedule going well in advance of September.
The Pfizer vaccine was previously authorized for anyone 16 or older in both the U.S. and Canada. COVID-19 cases are on the decline in the U.S. according to new CDC data. The seven-day average has hit 48,000 cases per day, which is lower than it's been in months. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says things could look a lot like normal by July.
All of us are getting fully vaccinated and continuing our prevention efforts can help us turn the corner on the pandemic as early as July and set us forward on a path toward a more normal lifestyle.
But health officials are also trying to expand vaccination efforts to reach the president's goal of getting 70% of the eligible U.S. population vaccinated by July 4th. Other national stories we are following for you this half hour. A small sign of life returning to normal after last year's Capitol Hill occupied protest or CHOP zone in Seattle. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Black Lives Matter! It was 8 months ago when police and protest groups squared off in Seattle's Chopper Chaz Zone. Its name was Fluid. Now on the verge of another summer, concrete barriers around the police precinct that was abandoned last year are coming down. Marla Beaver lives in the neighborhood.
I see the barriers are down, and it gives us a sense of things are moving along. Hopefully that things are getting better around here.
In the area, sidewalks are open again and traffic is flowing. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Residents in Mexico City are demanding answers after 24 people died in a train overpass collapse. It collapsed onto a busy highway below. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Mexico City.
The mayor has said that there will be an outside agency that will be hired to investigate this. And the president has also vowed that there will be an open and transparent, a full investigation into this collapse.
The train line has been under scrutiny for its structural integrity for years. The pandemic is having a negative impact on women's careers. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe breaks down the latest research.
The Utah Women in Leadership Project asked women how the pandemic was impacting their careers. The majority of responses said the pandemic removed opportunities for them to advance in their careers. Dr. Susan Madsen, who leads the project, said one in five said it felt like a wasted year.
Women have been disproportionately impacted more than men. Men have been impacted as well, but we know it's because of so many things, industries and childcare and homeschooling, that women have been impacted.
Dr. Madsen also says there are a lot of things managers can do to help women, like having more open conversations with employees. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, pack your bag, get ready to go to space. Details on the next step in commercial travel. And then a look at your noontime drive.
No accident reported, but we have some heavy and a little bit of slower traffic southbound I-15 moving through Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
This Thursday, find out which parts of the commute to avoid.
Summer construction.
A roundup of all the work that'll affect your time on the road.
Thursday at noon on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'll bet you didn't know that a will does not avoid probate. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I'll say that one again. A will does not avoid probate. Probate is a lawsuit that often only benefits creditors. Not only that, the state court makes your financial picture public to anyone who's nosy enough to want to see it. What a loss of privacy. A properly structured trust drafted by an attorney will help avoid probate. And those trusted qualified attorneys can be found at Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth is a full-service financial services firm that has helped thousands of families, and we can do the same for you. Our team of fiduciary advisors and trust attorneys can help get your financial life in order and keep it in order. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call Trajan Wealth today, 801-899-7600. 1-899-7600.
Estate planning services offered through Trade and Estate LLC. Advisory services offered through Trade and Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Hello! It's the professionals at CertaPro Painters with a wake-up call. Painting season is here. So if your home has peeling, cracking, or fading paint, inside or out, and you've been meaning to get it painted, call the proven, trusted experts at CertaPro Painters today. A fresh coat of paint or a brand new color can turn the home you love into the pride of the neighborhood. CertaPro Paint professionals take care of every detail. Prepping, painting, and finishing on time, worry-free. Doesn't the home you love deserve the kind of service you can count on? Before you hit the snooze button, go to CertaPro.com today. That's Certa with a C for a free estimate so you can get your painting project started. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. Utah is awaiting the arrival of First Lady Jill Biden this afternoon. The First Lady will visit a school and vaccine clinic along with Utah's First Lady Abby Cox. Stay with us for more on that. KSL News Time 12:08. Peloton is issuing a recall of its popular treadmills and is apologizing for not acting sooner. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
What's up, Peloton? My name is Jess King.
Peloton has become wildly popular in the pandemic, with more people opting to work out at home with a huge group of devoted users. But after concerns arose over the safety of its relatively new treadmills, with one child killed and others injured, Peloton had fought pressure to issue a recall.
On your left hip, you got incline.
Now apologizing for that delay, Peloton is recalling both of its treadmills over safety concerns. It's telling customers to stop using its treadmills and to contact Peloton for a refund or a remedy. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The U.S. birth rate fell 4% last year. It's the largest decrease in nearly 50 years. The rate dropped for moms of nearly every age group, race, and ethnicity. The CDC reviewed birth certificates for the entire 2020 year. There were fewer pregnancies than happened even before that pandemic began. 60 years ago, Alan Shepard became the first American in space, and today, everyday people are on the verge of following in his cosmic footsteps. Jeff Bezos has been teasing it for weeks, and today is the day that his Blue Origin will announce ticketing details. ABC's Jim Ryan reports.
60 years ago today,
reading you loud and clear, hey, Jeff,
Alan Shepard became the first American into space, a 15-minute ride to 612,000 feet. Six decades later, space tourism is about to take off, with Virgin Galactic, SpaceX, and now Blue Origin offering rides to the edge of the Earth's atmosphere. For about $250,000, non-astronauts will replicate Shepard's short trip into space.
To date, 579 people have flown in space. That number is expected to soar with upcoming tourist flights. Well, traffic and weather together. Let's see if we're flying anywhere out there on the roads. Ricky Meese, how does the drive look?
Well, not too bad. Now, we did have some heavy and slow traffic moving southbound on I-15 in Draper between 100 and 23rd and Bangor Highway, but that's already cleared out. So we're actually looking at a good drive. Once again, I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. I do want to give you a big heads up. There's something going on in Tooele County. I don't have an accident reported, at least not yet, but there's definitely some slowing northbound SR 36 going from Stansberry Park up to Mills Junction. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways actually looking pretty good. We do have a surface street crash in West Valley at 6400 West and 4100 South. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Temperatures on the climb here the next couple of days. 73 today and very warm tomorrow. We're reaching 84 degrees and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 63 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, an in-depth look at the latest episode of Cold, Justice for Joyce. That's coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
If you've been diagnosed with cataracts, it may be time to have your vision restored with cataract surgery. But did you know that new lens technology available at Hoops Vision can not only restore vision, but actually improve it? Imagine the vision of your youth before glasses, readers, and bifocals. A new light-adjustable lens gives Hoops Vision surgeons the potential to provide unparalleled visual outcomes by customizing lens power. And the PanOptix trifocal lens is designed to provide clear vision for near, intermediate, and far distance. Imagine reading, enjoying your favorite hobbies, working out, or even driving at night with reduced dependency on glasses. Hoops Vision offers the latest technology in modern cataract surgery for improved outcomes. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. Hoops Vision, world-class leaders in modern cataract surgery. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST for our $55 drain cleaning special will stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Don't miss the sizzling summer sales event at Volkswagen Southtown. Every new and used car purchase gets you a road trip getaway, including hotel stay, gas card, and dining, so you can take your family on that vacation you've been missing. I know you love traveling around as much as I do. Come in and get a new or used car at Volkswagen Southtown and head out on a summer road trip. Or choose as low as 0% for up to 6 years on new cars, or get as low as 0.9% on used cars. The weather is warming up and the deals have never been hotter. And have you seen our new electric Volkswagen ID.4 SUV? It's fast, powerful, and a fraction of the cost of other electric vehicles. Build and reserve yours today on our website with only a $100 deposit. Or come check it out at Volkswagen Southtown. We have an incredible selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, in all makes and models. Get to Volkswagen Southtown during the sizzling summer sales event and get ready for your summer road trip. Visit vwsouthtown.com for details.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Some Glendale residents say they're proud to be selected for Dr. Jill Biden's visit in Utah. They say they don't normally see big events like a First Lady's visit in their part of town. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the pandemic is hurting the careers of Utah women. A new study shows women in Utah feel that the pandemic has negatively impacted their career advancement, partly because of remote work. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That's going to be northbound SR 36 Main Street in Tooele County, where we do have some backups going from Stansberry Park to Mills Junction. We've also had an accident called out 6400 West, 4100 South in West Valley. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ah, a lot of sunshine, 73. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
63 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans are getting vaccinated, but the numbers have declined in recent weeks. At today's White House COVID response team briefing, advisor Andy Slavitt says they're bringing doses of the vaccine now to rural areas and community health centers and churches to reach Americans who may be hesitant or want to know more information before getting the shot.
When someone talks to someone they trust, whether it's a faith leader, whether it's a doctor, whether it's a pharmacist, or whether it's somebody else, they can get a straight answer as opposed to having to rely on social media where who knows what they're going to get.
President Biden today making a quick stop at a Mexican restaurant in Washington, D.C., highlighting the owners and staff who received benefits from his newly launched restaurant revitalization fund. He'll speak at the White House this hour about the fund. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki at today's briefing says more than $28 billion in direct relief is earmarked for restaurants affected by the pandemic.
Prioritizes those that are women-owned, veteran-owned, and owned by other socially and economically disadvantaged individuals by only funding applications from these businesses for the first 21 days of the program, then it expands beyond there.
Home exercise company Peloton has spun success during this pandemic. Now the company has issued a recall for its treadmills following the death of a child and injuries.
What is up, Peloton?
After months of refusing to issue a recall, saying its treadmills were safe to use, now Peloton issuing a recall telling customers to stop using its treadmills and to contact the company for a refund or remedy. Peloton is apologizing for not working more closely with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Brennan Ratliff's daughter was hurt on a Peloton tread.
And the treadmill pulled her leg underneath. It was pretty traumatic.
Peloton shares dropped on the announcement of the recall. Alex Stone, ABC News.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. In the latest episode of Cold, Justice for Joyce, police finally have a lead linking Doug Lovell to the disappearance of Joyce Yost. And the lead came from an unexpected person in Doug's life. Host of the Cold podcast, Dave Cauley, has more.
South Ogden police didn't have the evidence they needed to prove Douglas Lovell had played a role in the 1985 disappearance of Joyce Yost. Until nearly 6 years later, when Lovell's ex-wife Rhonda Butters confessed to Police Sergeant Terry Carpenter that he had killed Joyce.
You know, I've interviewed hundreds of people and know she's cleaning her soul. She's telling me what the truth is.
Carpenter is sharing his recollections in the Cold podcast, talking about how he convinced Lovell's ex-wife to visit her former husband at the Utah State Prison while wearing a wire, with the hope that he would incriminate himself. It worked. This audio, while garbled, has never been shared publicly outside of a courtroom. It comes from the Wire Butters War. The audio's not great, but it was enough for police to hear Lovell say he had premeditated the murder of Joyce Yost, committing a first-degree felony to cover up another felony. Rhonda Butters didn't respond to requests for an interview for Cold, but you will hear more from her Wire recording and from secretly recorded phone calls between she and Lovell in the latest episode of the Cold podcast. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
You can listen to the most recent episode of Cold along with the others for free exclusively on Amazon Music, or you can visit thecoldpodcast.com. KSL News Time 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
Well, we have construction delays. That's what's causing the backup in Tooele County. This is going to be northbound SR 36 Main Street from Stansberry Park up to Mills Junction. Now, the good news is Valley Freeway traffic rolling along. No accidents, no delays. We still have the cleanup of a crash at 6400 West and 4100 South. Found that RV you've always wanted? Rates as low as 2.79% APR for up to 5 years and financing up to 15 years. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Sunshine at 73 for today. Tomorrow we reach 84 and mostly sunny skies. And then partly cloudy on Friday, 77. Now we could see some showers late Friday into early Saturday. It's cooler Saturday with a high of 62. Partly cloudy Sunday, Mother's Day, and 63. Clouds on Monday and 65, and a few showers, and a few showers possible Tuesday up to 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A little bit of summer, a little bit of spring in that forecast. Right now, 63 degrees downtown. And still to come on Utah's new news, let's take a quick peek at the markets in positive territory today. Much different than yesterday. The Dow up by triple digits. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Bear Lake brings you spring like no other part of Utah can. For example, start with some of the family favorites. Horseback riding, ATV rides, or a round of world-class golf. Then begin to discover history. Bear Lake features the Butch Cassidy Museum, the Wilford Woodruff Home, even the National Oregon-California Trail Center. Okay, so maybe there's a bit more adventure in you, and you want to press the envelope a little. Well, get exploring with caves and wildlife viewing. The Minnetonka Cave, Paris Ice Caves, and the Bear Lake National Wildlife Refuge are great places to start. But how about activities that just make you smile? Well, Bear Lake offers a zip line, tubing, there's even axe throwing. And even though the alerts are winding down, all safety precautions will be followed, including the use of masks, hand sanitizing, and social distancing. For opening dates and details, visit bearlake.org. That's bearlake.org. Presented by the Bear Lake Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Happy Teacher Appreciation Week from Bird Brothers and KSL News Radio. There's no better way to show your appreciation than by publicly thanking a teacher on our Teacher Tribute Wall. We publish every submission, and once a month, one lucky teacher wins over $1,000 in prizes. Say thanks to your teachers today at KSLNewsRadio.com/teacher from Bird Brothers and KSL News Radio.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
This is our shot to protect ourselves, our friends, and our families. This is our shot to keep kids in schools and keep our loved ones out of hospitals. This is our shot to travel again, to reopen businesses, and to get our fans back in the stands. The COVID-19 vaccine is up to 95% effective in fighting this virus, ensuring that we won't have to battle life-threatening symptoms, experience loss of work, or be burdened by expensive medical bills. Our top state doctors agree. This is our shot to get rid of this disease, achieve herd immunity, and get back to normal. So, get vaccination updates, information, and register for your shot at thisisourshot.com. It's here, it's effective, and it's totally free. This is our shot. Let's take it.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time 1224, a shift in strategy by health officials as vaccine demand slows down.
A new strategy in the race to vaccinate Americans. The Biden administration shifting focus away from federal mass vaccination sites to a more targeted approach, zeroing in on areas with high demand and low access and communities reluctant to get the shot.
We're going to have to bring the vaccine to people who are less eager.
Right now, about 32% of Americans are fully vaccinated, but demand for the shot is falling.
That is ABC's Faith Abube. Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, love where you bank. Warren Buffett is naming his replacement at Berkshire Hathaway. The pick, Greg Abel, who will take over when the billionaire CEO decides to step down. Dogecoin's value is now surpassed Honda. The meme-based cryptocurrency recently soared in value, surpassing $54 billion in market value. KSL drives. Ford has tens of thousands of vehicles just parked, waiting for parts, and the numbers continue to grow. The semiconductor and chip shortage continues to force car companies to put production on hold. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 168 points, sitting at 34,302. S&P 500 up by 15. The NASDAQ up by 18 points. A woman from Mali gave birth to not one, not two, but nine children. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more.
Mali's Ministry of Health confirming a woman gave birth to nine babies, five girls and four boys. 25-year-old Halima Cisse had been expecting seven children, but did not know another two babies were on the way. Cisse gave birth in Morocco, where she was flown on March 30th for better care. The whole family is doing well and is expected to return to Mali in the next few weeks. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Well, that happened.
Senator Mitt Romney was heavily booed and even called a traitor by Utah Republicans at their state convention.
We can disagree better. If you listen to the senator's speech, he talked about balancing the budget, having a strong military, character, home, the Constitution.
Do you agree with those principles?
I think most Utahns would agree. Why are we rewarding bad behavior?
And expanded inside sources with Lloyd Matheson.
Listen each day between 1 and 3.
Just tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income. And it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Learn how you could avoid this in a free report called the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake City, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, get this free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a free bonus, you'll get a customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason. I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
KSL News Time, 1229. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, construction season's underway.
It is, and it's definitely taking a toll on the drivers in Tooele County. This is going to be northbound SR36 Main Street as you're going from Stansberry Park to Mills Junction. Just one lane of travel open. You've got to scoot over into that left lane. Now, the good news is all of your Valley Freeway traffic looks great, including I-15 problem-free both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Utelite's new Soil Builder Max is nutrient-rich compost guaranteed to improve, replenish, build, and it will bust clay and the competition. Use it in your yard. Available at your local garden center. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Hard to beat the weather lately. We've had a lot of sunshine. Things warming up now. Into the 70s we go for the day. Oh, what a beautiful day. Lots of sun. Tomorrow, same. More sunshine. And wow, really warm. 84. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in Salt Lake City right now, 64 degrees. KSL's top story this hour, the author of Utah's endgame bill is hoping for civility as all public health orders related to COVID-19 come to an end. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
It's now entirely up to individual businesses, restaurants, and venues if they want to require masks or social distancing. Representative Paul Ray says he's not against people still wearing a face mask if they choose. Rather, he's against government or health agencies still requiring it at this point.
We've put the power back with the people where they can now make their own decisions. If they want to wear a mask, they can wear one. If they don't want to go to a crowded event, they don't have to go to a crowded event.
As of now, state-owned facilities are still requiring masks through the end of May, while UTA requiring masks and social distancing on trains and buses until September. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The First Lady's Visit.
First Lady Dr. Jill Biden is expected to land in just a few minutes at Salt Lake International Airport. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says he will be at the airport today to welcome her to the state.
Regardless of whether it's a Republican or a Democrat administration, we're always honored to have visits from her family. The First Lady of Utah will be joining the First Lady of the United States in her visit.
Abby Cox will join Dr. Biden during her visit through Salt Lake this afternoon. People living in Glendale say that they are thrilled to be selected to host the First Lady. Dr. Biden will be speaking at Glendale Middle School after taking part in a pop-up COVID-19 vaccination clinic in Jordan Park. Alana Reed is a crossing guard at the school, and she says the kids are excited for the visit.
It's just awesome. I can't believe it. Anything like this at the Glendale area, because they're always calling us the West Side, the gangster clan, and the ghetto.
Representative Angela Romero says she wanted to focus a lot of attention on Glendale and hoped to inspire members of the Latino community to get vaccinated. While Utah's 100% Republican delegation is welcoming the First Lady, the Republican National Committee is condemning her trip to the West. The RNC is issuing a statement this morning saying that the First Lady has no business coming to Utah without stopping at the southern border to witness the influx of immigrants. They say it's been 42 days since the president tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to manage the situation, but she has yet to visit the border. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Police near Nashville International Airport are charging a man for shining a laser pointer at a commercial plane. ABC's Jim Ryan says a suspect could be looking at some serious prison time.
American Airlines Flight 2232 from Charlotte to Nashville was about 10 miles from the airport when the pilot reported...
2232, and there's someone down there shooting a green laser.
The cockpit of the Airbus with 136 passengers on board was filled with a green glare.
Oh, yeah, kind of caught me by surprise.
The plane landed safely. Police then heard from a truck driver who had someone hit him with a laser light. Officers went to a motel on Interstate 40 where a witness pointed out the suspect's room, and he was arrested. He could get a 5-year prison sentence and $250,000 fine if he's convicted of that federal crime. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
An Atlanta police officer who is accused of shooting and killing a black man last summer has his job back. Officer Garrett Rolfe faces a felony murder charge for the incident when Rayshard Brooks was shot in a Wendy's parking lot in June. Attorney Chris Stewart, who represents the Brooks family, says the actions of the city ring hollow.
The mayor and the city attorney came to the funeral of Rayshard Brooks and hugged the family and spoke about justice. But we don't want tokens of that. We want actual justice.
The Fulton County District Attorney says Rolfe shot Brooks when he was running away. Rolfe's attorney says he will remain on administrative leave. Other national stories KSL is following. A Florida teenager accused of rigging her election as homecoming queen will be tried as an adult. Authorities say Emily Rose Grover and her mom face felonies stemming from the homecoming vote last fall. The mom was an assistant principal at an elementary school when authorities say she tapped into the district system to tip the election to her daughter. The bogus votes were traced to Carol's phone and home computers. Rivals of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu may succeed in ending his hold on power. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
President Reuven Rivlin giving the mandate to form the next Israeli government to centrist Yair Lapid, what will give him the chance to oust Benjamin Netanyahu after more than 12 years in power. Lapid, a former journalist and TV anchor, heads the second largest party here. But he won't take the post of prime minister. Lapid reportedly offering that to right-wing leader Naftali Bennett for the first 2 years in a rotation deal. That as Lapid tries to bring together in one government the left, the Arabs, and the right. A tough task. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Coming up on KSL, Boyd Matheson joins me live to discuss the First Lady's visit and what we can expect from Dr. Biden. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
Construction is going to catch you. Delays northbound SR36, Stansberry Park to Mills Junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
This Thursday, find out which parts of the commute to avoid.
Summer construction.
A roundup of all the work that'll affect your time on the road.
Thursday at noon on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
Should you cover your air conditioner for the winter? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services. And you don't need to cover it, but you're not hurting anything if you do. Unless you forget to uncover it in the spring when you turn your AC back on. Unfortunately, we get calls every year where homeowners forget to uncover their air conditioner. Do yourself a favor. Before you turn your AC on this year, take a few minutes and look around the outside unit and make sure it's clear of obstructions. Remove anything covering it. Make sure that the bushes and shrubs are trimmed back at least 18 to 24 inches and rinse off the coils with your garden hose. If you've tried those things and you find yourself with an air conditioner that still isn't working, consider calling Any Hour Services. We've put together an air conditioner troubleshooting special for any homeowners listening. For only $29, we'll send one of our certified HVAC technicians to your home to troubleshoot why your air conditioner isn't working, give you a summary of their findings, and present you with repair options. To find out why your air conditioner isn't working for only $29, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
Do you have problems with your feet? Do you experience numbness in your feet? Do your feet tingle? Do you find it hard to golf anymore? Does it feel like you're increasing in your handicap? Have you been told you have neuropathy? Has it spread your hands yet and affecting any activity that you want to do? Have you tried drugs and other treatments that didn't help? Or have you been told you've got to live with this and nothing can be done? If you've answered yes to any of these, you're in luck. You're going to want to write this down. 801-917-0900. That's 801-917-0900. Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Singleton, and every day I see patients in my office who have suffered for years from neuropathy and are finally getting the relief the right way. In my office, my goal is to find the cause of your problem. So call me now at 801-917-0900 to schedule a free consultation with me to see if you qualify for up to 2 free visits to see if this revolutionary drug-free treatment can help you, or go to painreliefneuropathy.com to schedule your appointment now. That's painreliefneuropathy.com to have a better game this year.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. Utah has reached the criteria for all public health orders related to COVID-19 to stop. The lawmaker behind the bill to end regulations wants people to remain civil, especially in Utah's businesses. KSL News Time, 1237.
The First Lady's Visit.
First Lady Jill Biden will arrive in Utah in just a few minutes. And Boyd Matheson joins me now live. And Boyd, what does she need to accomplish during her visit?
Well, I think the primary thrust of this swing she's doing through some Western states is really one of gratitude. She is there to send a message to teachers, to first responders, to healthcare workers, to those distributing vaccines. To all of those folks, their appreciation from the president and the first lady. So I think that will be the first order of business. That will be the focus, which I think sets a great tone in terms of other conversations she may have as well.
Right. And it's interesting to see that she's going to Glendale Middle School.
Yeah, it's great. And I understand they do have a few kids that will be there. It's normally a Wednesday they're mm-hmm. off, but they'll have a few kids there. And I think it's important, too, in terms of looking at some of the communities that may have been a little resistant or hesitant towards vaccine. She is definitely sending a message there that everybody, it is safe, it is proven, and everyone needs to jump on board if we're going to really move everything forward.
Right. Utah's delegation, Republican, Democrat, whatever, they are all on board with the First Lady's visit.
Yeah, that's right. And this is one of those moments where you kind of put all the partisan stuff on the shelf and say, okay, what's the purpose of this visit? She's not here to sell the president's big agenda. This is not about debating what infrastructure is or is not. This is an opportunity to have a real meaningful conversation and to create connections. We always talk about these visits in terms of, wow, we have the first lady coming to the state, or, you know, some big celebrity coming to the state. But it's often what these high profile individuals learn from the state that is actually the most important moment. So I would be watching today for moments between the First Lady of the United States and the First Lady of the state of Utah, Abby Cox. We know Mayor Mendenhall will also be involved in some of those meetings and activities. And I think there's going to be some things that the First Lady can take back to the White House to say, look, Utah's doing this thing really, really well, and here's why. Utah has a lot to offer the rest of the country, not just in terms of getting out of COVID, how we're attacking education, how we're creating great communities that really help everybody to thrive.
This is really important because it's not often we have a first lady visit the state of Utah.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know when the last time was. Do you know?
I can't remember the last.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, not for the first lady. I mean, I remember when the president has visited.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah.
And this is interesting, too, because Jill Biden as first lady, she is different from her two predecessors. If you look at Melania Trump and Michelle Obama, they were both very polarizing figures, whether you liked them, and it usually related to how much you liked their spouse. But Jill Biden is much more her own being. She's much more of a Laura Bush kind. She loves education. She loves kids. She knows who she is. She's comfortable. She's not out with a big agenda of her own. It is what can we do? What conversations can we facilitate, especially as it relates to education, which is her real passion?
It's going to be very interesting watching her visit.
It will be a great visit.
It's going to happen during your show.
That's right. We'll stay tuned to KSL News Radio. We'll be here all afternoon.
Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming your way from 1 to 3. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, construction problems, but anything else going on?
Not on the Valley freeways, where traffic is rolling along. No accidents, no delays, and that does include I-15. From Willard Bay all the way to Utah Lake. Your surface streets, not too bad. We had an earlier accident. It's likely in the final cleanup stages now. 6400 West, 4100 South, and then the road work causing slowdowns. Northbound SR36. This is Main Street in Tooele, going from Stansberry Park up to Mills Junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Great weather today and tomorrow. Boy, it looks a lot warmer. We'll have summer weather tomorrow. Today, 73 in the sunshine, 84 sunny tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
64 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, gas prices are rising just in time for your family vacation. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has an in-depth look on what you should know about those rising costs. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the year to forget about housework, yard work, and all the hassles of home ownership. At Trio Independent Senior Living, their residents enjoy the best of senior living with none of the stress. Drop into a group exercise class, join them for an afternoon of exciting games, or take in a movie with some of your Trio friends. Find a new hobby or rekindle a lifelong passion, all while the Trio staff cooks and serves you excellent meals and takes care of all of your housekeeping and maintenance needs. it's time to come home to the award-winning Trio Senior Living in Orem, Utah. The way independent senior living should be. Visit their website today to get a tour and see how Trio can improve your outlook and your lifestyle. Just visit TrioOrem.com and ask about their limited-time free rent special. T-R-E-E-O, Orem.com. Trio, independent senior living.
Alumna Harrington here. Say it with me. Spring is here. It's time for a fresh start, a new outlook, new possibilities, and a new way to potentially make money on your own time. Maybe you just need extra income. Maybe it's a college or a vacation fund. Or maybe you're ready to replace your current full-time job. You have to give Try Day Trading a closer look. And for just $10, why not? Try out their proprietary software. Work one-on-one with them. See how it all works for 30 days for just $10. You'll learn firsthand how traders win and why Tri-Day Trading lets clients trade with their money. The potential is unlimited. Day traders are making money no matter which way the market is headed and in any economy. You don't have to take my word for it. Check it out for yourself. Give it a try. Use the software. Ask the questions. Find out if Tri-Day Trading is for you. Just $10 for 30 days. TriDayTrading.com. The place to go to get started, TriDayTrading.com.
I get a call from one of our Whipple Service Champion technicians. He's on a 3-year-old AC repair. He tells me, it's burnt out. I gotta see this. 3 years old? Good equipment installed properly and maintained the way we do it at Whipple Service Champions lasts 15 years plus. The most important day in the life of an AC system is the day it's installed. The second most important day is the day once a year when you have it properly maintained. A tune-up by a Whipple Service Champion doesn't cost you money, it makes you money. It extends the life of your equipment, increases efficiency, and reduces breakdowns. Isn't that what you want? People ask, how can you be sure with so many technicians that everyone does the job right? It's the Whipple Service Champion's systemized approach. Over 200 hours of training, certifications, checklists, and inspections. See the difference? Get our on-special $44 AC tune-up. Call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come air condition your home.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The author of Utah's endgame bill, Representative Paul Ray, is hoping for civility now that all public health orders related to COVID-19 have come to an end. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, we are minutes away from First Lady Jill Biden's arrival at Salt Lake City International Airport. The First Lady will visit a school in Salt Lake and a vaccination clinic. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
You are good to go up and down the I-15 corridor between Ogden and Provo. But construction is causing delays on a small stretch of SR 36 Main Street for Tooele County drivers. This is as you're going northbound between Stansberry Park and Mills Junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hard to beat a day like today with the sunshine, 73. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
65 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
Facebook's oversight board upheld the ban on former President Trump's accounts, telling the company to review the case and come up with a response that would apply to Trump and all users who violate company policy on spreading disinformation. The former president, in a statement calling that decision a, quote, disgrace, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about social media suspending accounts.
The major platforms have a responsibility related to the health and safety of all Americans to stop amplifying untrustworthy content, disinformation and misinformation, especially related to COVID-19, vaccinations, and elections.
President Biden will speak this hour at the White House about his restaurant revitalization plan that provides direct relief for owners and workers hit hard in this pandemic. And a federal judge today vacated the CDC's nationwide eviction moratorium for renters, first put into place by the Trump administration. The judge ruled the CDC exceeded its authority. The White House says the Justice Department is reviewing the decision. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The price of a family vacation is expected to be much higher this summer compared to last year, thanks to rising gas prices. Analysts expect gas to cost 70 cents more per gallon this year compared to 2020, and some drivers say they are already canceling their plans. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has this in-depth look.
Gasoline. For travelers, it's that necessary evil. Analysts say measuring this year's gas prices against last year isn't
really a fair comparison, since the national average was less than $2 per gallon by this time in 2020. Now the prices have risen back up, drivers say they're feeling the financial strain worse than before.
I just feel like gas is one of those things that you, no matter if you try to avoid it, you have to pay anyways. I think the gas prices are super expensive right now.
Some people tell KSL they're probably still going to take some sort of road trip this summer, but for others, these kinds of trips are out of the question.
Gas prices are ridiculous, and because of that, I won't be going on any trips.
If you still want to hit the open road, there are some states you might want to avoid. Sergio Avila with AAA Utah says gas runs around $4 a gallon in California already. Nevada will follow California's trend, although it won't be quite as expensive. However, Avila says things are different if you look in the opposite direction.
Wyoming, the average cost for gasoline is $2.93 a gallon there. Colorado, $2.97.
Avila says we're paying slightly more now than we would in a normal year.
Beginning of May of 2019, gas prices in Utah were $3.04.
And if you want to plan a road trip, you probably should do it soon. Gas prices were already expected to climb even if oil refineries don't have problems with production. And Utah Petroleum Association President Ricky Renko Browning says there are potential problems on the horizon. For instance, the Biden administration is placing a moratorium on leases on federal land.
It makes it very challenging out in the Uinta Basin, for example, to develop a large project without having some interference from either federal lands or federal minerals.
And the administration is considering upping the price on something called a production royalty.
That production royalty is paid on every barrel produced, and it goes back to the U.S. federal government.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looking good on the Valley freeways as well as your main secondaries and most of your surface streets. We do have construction causing some real slowdowns. It's a headache for Tooele County drivers if you're headed northbound on SR 36 Main Street between Stansberry Park and Mills Junction. But that's the only spot of slowing that we're seeing in that area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the seven-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Low 70s today with a lot of sunshine. Tomorrow mostly sunny. Wow, very warm, 84. And then partly cloudy on Friday, 77. Could see some showers late Friday night into early Saturday. Saturday's high, 62. Partly cloudy, 63 on Mother's Day, Sunday. It warms up to 65 on Monday with clouds and a few showers. And a few showers Tuesday, 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
65 downtown. Feels like I should escape for a little bit of a walk. KSL News Time, 1251.
NMLS 1817019.
Buy or refi with LendRight Mortgage. A 15-year rate is as low as 1.75%. APR 1.975. Yes, 15-year rates are back in the ones. Get a 30-year rate as low as 2.375%, APR 2.521. Act now to lock in a rate in the ones. Even if you just refinanced, lowering your rate by only a quarter percent can cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. LendRight will show you the exact savings. Do it with a no-cost loan so your savings start on day one. If your rate is 3.25% or higher, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Lock in a rate in the ones before they're gone for good. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Growing up, my mom would say, don't hide your light under a bushel. I'm still learning what she meant. But in business, I believe it means deciding who we are. At Superior, we are a service-first company. We hire trained service professionals, not tricky salespeople. We keep your AC system working and efficient, and we don't turn a cheap service call into a huge expense. Call us at 974-9090 or go to SuperiorWaterAndAir.com.
If you're like me, you probably wonder about people who tell you how great they are. Wouldn't it be refreshing to hear instead how great they wanted to be for you and vowed never to stop working until you were happy? All of us at Superior Water and Air live for just that. We know you have choices for plumbing, heating and cooling, water treatment, drain cleaning, home standby generators, and on and on. I promise if you choose Superior, we won't stop working for you till you're happy.
For a superior life.
Shopko Optical is growing in Salt Lake City and proud to serve Centerville with our newest location on Parrish Lane in front of Walmart. Schedule your eye exam by visiting shopko.com.
KSL News Time 12:53. A mother and son are back together under a new program to reunite families separated at the border. Here's ABC Sherry Preston.
It was a hug years in the making. A family separated under the Trump administration's policy to try to deter illegal immigration, now reunited. Sandra Ortiz and her son Brian sent in different directions 3 years ago. Sandra deported, then 15-year-old Brian first sent to a shelter, then living with relatives in California.
I was talking to her on the phone and everything, but still not making sure, like seeing her in person, being able to give her a hug and everything.
And when they reunited, Brian still couldn't quite believe it.
It feels like a dream. Like I was in the car and I was just like, this is finally happening.
ABC Cecilia Vega says they are the first reunited under a new program to bring families back together. But it still faces a huge risk.
The Biden White House says the Trump administration left them with little to no information about many of the families. To this day, there are still more than 400 children whose parents have yet to be located.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. You may be eligible for $50 each month to help your broadband bill. Program is part of the COVID-19 relief package passed in December. You can check your eligibility at getemergencybroadband.org. A panel of judges is ruling that Snapchat can be sued after the app was used by a group of teens leading up to a fatal crash. The teens were going 123 miles per hour and documenting it with the app's speed filter. Lyft is seeing an increase in riders. The ride-hailing company says demand for rides improved in the first quarter compared with much of last year. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 178 points. It sits right now at 34,311. S&P 500 up by 16. The NASDAQ up by 22 points. It's a moment no mother wants to see, but may as well get it on video. A mother in Hawaii caught her six-year-old daughter's close encounter with a shark on camera. The two were swimming on a beach on Oahu when a black-tip shark is seen in the video next to the girl. ABC's Andrea Fuiji reports.
Sharks can mistake people for food. Just last week, a surfer was bitten by a shark in New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
He just jumped out of the water and grabbed my foot and started thrashing around with my foot and shaking me like a rag doll. And he wasn't just a bite and release. He wanted my foot. He was pulling me off my board.
Adrian Wixo managed to get away, but needed 4 hours of surgery. As for Anella and her mom, they're thankful she escaped unscathed.
Black tips are considered relatively harmless. I just have a hard time going in the water just thinking about Jaws. We'll get you up to date on The Drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:56.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.